Well, this nice weather means that we've had mosquitoes and maybe even in spots road construction a little bit later than we usually do. But that could possibly turn into good news as we look ahead to next year. On the phone with us this morning is Aaron Gunderson. He's the District 1 resident engineer, and he's given us kind of a wrap-up of MnDOT projects over the summer and into the fall. Hey, Aaron, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you along with us this morning. So tell us about some of the big projects. There was the Interstate 535, the Blocknick Bridge project. There was the continued work on I-35. Where do we stand on MnDOT projects up here in the Northland?
We're wrapping up the projects. The only major project that we've still have going on is our Grand Avenue project down on Highway 23 in West Duluth. A lot of work to get done in 1 year. We're planning to, actually it's a multi-year project, we're planning to get basically everything from curb to curb completed this fall, and then next year we'll be working on some sidewalk and things that are outside of the road, some intermittent closures and things like that.
Are you going to be able to get it done? You have until Friday, apparently. With the Grand Avenue project.
it's a race against the weather. I think that we will. That's the plan. We're going to try to complete paving today, hopefully. And then we've got to get striping down. That's the hard part about this time of year, is that the paint is very difficult to get it to dry when we've got wet pavement or cold temperatures where it's freezing at night, things like that. So we're working hard on it, and that's the goal.
Well, maybe an overnight low. They were talking about around 38 for an overnight low. So maybe it's the universe's way of saying, we're going to help you out, MnDOT. We're going to give you warm weather to get this done.
Yeah, that'd be great if the universe could help us out that way, get our striping done.
Once in a while, the universe likes to intervene in projects like that. As we look ahead to next year's highway construction and projects, what are some of the highlights and things that we have to look forward to we've got a whole year now to look forward to some new road closures next year?
If you can call it looking forward to. Next year is not going to be as disruptive in the Duluth area as the past few years have been. It seems like usually we've got have a project on I-35 south of Duluth, and we do have one next year, so it shouldn't be as disruptive as this past year's project was that travelers experienced down by Hinckley. But we are doing another project down by the Willow River, Sturgeon Lake area. That's one of our larger projects. A lot of work down south in the far south. We'll be continuing to repair flood damage in Jay Cook State Park. We're going to be working on several bridges, and a lot of our work is up in the Iron Range in the Arrowhead region next year. In the Duluth proper, we don't have any large-scale projects scheduled.
But folks that are going vacationing up in the Iron Range, they may have even longer lines as they try to go back down home on those Sunday evenings.
So as far as going back home, you know, most people take I-35, and we experience a lot of peaks on Friday afternoons and then Sunday nights. And yeah, that's true. It's difficult. There are some good alternate routes, though, that folks can take. They can take Highway 23, Highway 61. The work that we're going to be doing this next season on I-35 is asphalt pavement. The last couple of projects we've done have been concrete, and concrete lasts longer, but it takes longer to install and cure out and things like that. And so the asphalt pavement goes in a lot faster. So that project, the duration of that project won't be as long as what we've seen in the past 5 years down there.
Well, and what's lovely, of course, about living here in the Northland is that while everybody else is fleeing bumper to bumper on Sunday evening south and they're in stop and go traffic, we're just sailing along, man. 70 miles an hour on 35, whoosh, heading north.
Yeah, that's right. It's nice living in a place that people like to come to on the weekend.
It certainly is. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk to you. And, you know, just a little thanks from everybody. We never stop to think about MnDOT. You know, we complain if the roads are in crappy shape, and then we complain again if you need to, you know, close them to repair them. So just a little thanks from us to MnDOT. We're going to appreciate the nice new roads. We won't think to call you and tell you so, but we're going to appreciate them anyway.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. You know, I tell people that if you think road construction is annoying to be in, just imagine choosing it for your career path. Sometimes I wonder.
Exactly. Thanks so much, Aaron. Aaron Gunderson joined us this morning. He's the District 1 resident engineer with MnDOT.